Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting is pocketing $500,000 in Fedner funding to purchase a boiler system for a new line of business in selling kiln-dried lumber. Mark Serre, Nickel Belt MP, made the announcement in Sturgeon Falls, July 23. The money is coming through the federal agency's Regional Growth through Innovation Fund. A Fedner release said the boiler system that will allow the company to dry lumber to the specific requirements of its clients in the cross-laminated timber industry. Biomass procured from area forestry mills will be the heat source. Three new jobs will be created. The company, founded in 1971, is best known for clearing land for roads, power lines and pipelines, including for the expansion of Highways 11 and 69 in early 2000s. The boiler purchase, the release said, is part of an ongoing company expansion in the coming years to attract new business and investments to the northeastern Ontario community, situated west of North Bay. This funding will play an important role in helping us grow our revenues, innovate, and meet the demand for kiln-dried lumber in our region, said company CEO Andre Larcher, in the release. The expansion of Sturgeon Falls Brush and Contracting will mean good jobs, right here in the community, as well as the continued excellence of a long-standing business in Sturgeon Falls, said Serre, the parliamentary secretary to the Minister of Energy and Natural Resources.